Oh, hi, it's Ian McKendrick here at the NetFocus event down in Bournemouth. And I've got a very interesting man sitting next to me. And I wonder if you could introduce yourselves to us, please.
Hi, Ian. I'm Ed Gibson, the Chief Cybersecurity Advisor for Microsoft here in the UK. I retired from the FBI approximately 4.5 years ago. My last assignment, I was assigned to the US Embassy in London on behalf of the FBI in charge of all the Bureau's cyber high-tech infrastructure work.
Wow, that sounds really impressive. So what is Microsoft doing to help combat the threat of security?
One thing, Microsoft is doing a number of things, Ian. But first, I'd like to highlight, we're no longer in the same frame that we were when I joined the company 4.5 years ago. Even in 2005, we were seeing disparate activities, whether it be from organized crime or simply miscreants inside of companies as employees, for example. But now we're seeing more nation-state activity, more directed activity by organized crime, and we certainly can't discount the fact that in today's economic climate, we have insiders who may not be happy as employees anymore or think that they may be made redundant and do things inside of companies that we would never have anticipated before. So Microsoft is doing a number of things, particularly working with partners and law enforcement and governments around the world. Now, that's not as easy as it may sound, because what we all would like is to have some kind of worldwide agreements between countries so that anyone who engages in any kind of illegal or unethical activity on the internet, that people will know immediately that if they engage in that activity, that there's going to be some kind of retribution. We don't have that today. So people can engage in miscreant, illegal, unethical activity on the internet almost without any kind of detrimental impact coming back against them. And of course, why is that? It's very difficult nowadays to track back an IP address, something as simple as that. When we've got, and we've always heard, no geographical boundaries on the internet, and that couldn't be more true today. But Microsoft is working with industry partners. For example, last October was the first, October 2008 was the first time that Microsoft has worked with our so-called competitors, which are now, of course, partners, in this fight against unethical or illegal activity online, such that before we issue our second Tuesday updates, we are now sharing our heuristic signatures and other information with our 20 or so alliance members, such that when we release our second Tuesday updates, all other companies such as Symantec, McAfee, Sophos also have those
They're all in
signatures,
the framework.
all in the frame.
Brilliant.
so that all customers of those companies and our company are
So it allows you to sort of like offer a much more coordinated approach.
not well, much more coordinated, but much more impactful. Recently, Microsoft announced the release of Microsoft Security Essentials. It's a free anti-malware program.
I had a look on the website. The security update, I mean, like the awareness training videos are absolutely brilliant now.
Well, in fact, more people should look at them, but I know that there's people are bound by time.
But they're only like 2 minutes long, so I think you've really addressed that, and they're really fun and very to the point. I thought they were very well thought out.
I agree with you, and I appreciate that. But we all need to work together. And everyone who uses a computer nowadays has a responsibility. It's not just
I
Microsoft or
know, I
ISP.
know, I know. Well, it's a shame we're going to have to wrap up, but before we do, I wonder if you could maybe just give us maybe a quick sort of 30-second insight into why you think conferences such as the BAPTI NetFocus Security Conference are so valuable to industry these days.
It is always helpful when people get together and talk about and share the information about what they're seeing on their own infrastructures or inside their own businesses. Live meetings are good, but it's always good to see each other's eyes and see how they feel and see
Exactly.
What the temperature is out there.
Brilliant. All right then, Ed, thanks very much. Thanks for sharing those thoughts with you with us, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks, Ian.
Cheers. There you are. So what we've done.